Macron claims NATO suffering brain death but Germany commits to increasing defense spending. By Victoria Friedman on November 7, 2019. Emmanuel Macron has claimed that NATO is suffering a brain death and that Europe can no longer depend on the United States of America to defend her. In an interview with The Economist published on Thursday, the French president said, "What we are currently experiencing is the brain death of NATO." Asked whether he believed in members' commitment to Article 5, where if one North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, member is attacked, the others will defend it. Mr. Macron said, "I don't know, but what will Article 5 mean tomorrow?" Claiming that America is turning its back on us, he said NATO only works if the guarantor of last resort functions as such. "I'd argue that we should reassess the reality of what NATO is in the light of the commitment of the United States." The head of one of the two leading nations of the progressive EU, France and Germany, Macron also lamented that President Donald Trump doesn't share our idea of a European project. President Trump has criticized other NATO members during his political campaign and presidency for failing to pay their fair share of defense spending to sustain the organization, with the USA funding some 70% of the security alliance. 3 years ago, just five of the then 27 member union were paying at least the minimum 2% of GDP on defense. Since then, a number of countries have recommitted to the union, with the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, telling his European colleagues to start paying up. "Anyone who is a member of a club has to pay the fee. We might not like it, but the days in which Europe could for a minimal fee find shelter under the American safety umbrella are over. Europe can and should do more," Prime Minister Rutte said. President Macron continued to tell The Economist that the EU stands on the edge of a precipice and needs to start considering its position as a global political power. Otherwise, the bloc will no longer be in control of our destiny. While claiming that NATO is brain dead, last year the French president said the EU needs its own army to protect ourselves with respect to China, Russia and even the United States of America, a call vigorously backed by German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the EU's executive arm the European Commission, and senior European Parliament politician Guy Verhofstadt. Mr. Stoltenberg said in reference to the 30th anniversary of the Berlin Wall falling, "The reunification of Germany and Europe would have been impossible without the United States' security guarantee. Any attempt to distance Europe from North America will not only weaken the transatlantic alliance, it also risks dividing Europe itself," he said on Thursday in comments reported by Reuters. President Trump had criticized Germany in the past for failing to commit to increased defense spending. However, Chancellor Merkel rejected Mr. Macron's comments, saying the Frenchman had used drastic words. "NATO remains a cornerstone of our security," Dr. Merkel told reporters on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Germany said that it would commit to NATO spending by 2031. While missing its 2024 target, Defense Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer assured allies, "NATO is and will remain the anchor of European security. But it is also clear that Europe must increase its own complementary ability to act. This starts with a defense budget. We need to spend 1.5% by 2024 and 2% by 2031 at the latest," Ms. Kramp-Karrenbauer said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.